Chapter 3. The Long Trek Begins. Now safely on shore, Jarvis, Call, Bertholf, and Kolchoff set to preparing for the initial leg of their journey. First, they had to load provisions, shelter, and the most important equipment of all, the unique Alaskan sleds. "The Alaskan sleds," Bertholf would write, "are built of wood as light as is consistent with strength and lashed together with hide ropes, so that the whole framework will give readily and not be easily broken by the constant rough usage to which they are subjected. The sled is from 9 to 10 feet long and 18 or 20 inches wide, with the runners 1 foot deep, shod with walrus ivory or strips of bone fashioned out of jawbone of the whale. The rails or sides are about 18 inches high, and at the rear end of the sled are handles coming up high enough for a man to push and guide it without bending very much. There is a cover made of light material which is spread in the bottom of the sled, and large enough so that after the articles have been packed on snugly, it hauls up over the load and the ends overlap on top. The load is then lashed the whole length of the sled with hide thongs. By this arrangement, the sled will stand considerable shaking without spilling the load." With space upon the sleds at a premium, each item packed aboard was carefully chosen, all with the awareness that many nights would be spent camped out in a wild, barren wilderness. "Our camp gear," Bertholf would write, "consisted of a wall tent, stove and pipe, 2 frying pans, 2 camp kettles, 2 tea kettles, an axe, 2 rifles, and 1 shotgun, with ammunition, and in addition each man was provided with a knife, fork, spoon, tin plate, and cup. The tent was made of light cotton material, 10 feet long, 8 feet wide, and 7 feet high. The stove was a simple sheet-iron box, 22 by 14 inches and 12 inches deep. The pipe was fitted in lengths which telescoped into each other and were short enough to go inside the stove so as to take up as little room as possible on the sled. Our provisions consisted of tea, sugar, beans, bacon, pork, flour, and hard bread. The beans and pork had been cooked before starting and only required to be warmed over at meals, and were thus ready to be eaten in case we were obligated to camp where no wood was to be had. Our clothing was made principally of dogskin, and besides not being warm, was bulky and heavy, and thus added greatly to the fatigue of traveling." Before dawn on December...